On this day back in 1966, the Jimi Hendrix Experience recording, Hey Joe, in London. Became a hit later in the year in 66. Recorded on this day, though. How long ago is that now? It's so long ago, I can hardly do the math in my head. 53 years ago today. 53 years ago, recording Hey Joe. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joined on the phone lines now by Dan Woese, nationally recognized Second Amendment advocate and spokesperson, author of Good Gun, Bad Guy, Behind the Lies of the Anti-Gun Radical, and Good Gun, Bad Guy 2, the sequel, Destroying the Anti-Gun Narrative. You can find more at goodgunbadguy.net. Dan, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, Scott. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be on the show.
So we hear more now from Beto O'Rourke, although he's not improving anywhere in the actual polling among the Democrats running for president, but is becoming louder and more shrill and more out there, and especially on the issue of gun control, where he's making T-shirts, in fact. You know, hell yes, we're going to get your guns. Beto, is he speaking for himself, or do you think he is speaking for Democrats at large, just saying the things that people don't want to say out loud?
Well, let me answer that by asking a question. On what planet does it make sense for our founding fathers to create this environment of freedom and liberty and then have some knucklehead like Beto O'Rourke come along and try to undermine that and try to say, well, that's not a good idea. Who is he? Where did he get the notion that he could violate those rights that our founding fathers put in place? That's the arrogance that comes primarily from the Democratic Party. And it's shining really bright when it comes to people like Beto and Swalwell and Kamala Harris. These people don't belong in office, and frankly, with their ideals, I don't think they belong in this country.
Now, I don't know if you saw the Vanity Fair piece, Dan, but Beto was born to be in it. He was born to be president. That's where he gets the right, right?
Yeah, well, I think he was born to stay on a skateboard and do that, because he's not a presidential material. To want so badly to violate our rights and put people in danger is unbelievable that we even have to have this conversation, Scott. I really can't believe, I would have never thought in my 51 years that we'd be having a conversation about people who want to be president simultaneously wanting to violate our Bill of Rights and our Constitution. Unbelievable. But here we are, so
yes.
So we have to push back on it. It's not okay.
And even as clear and as brazen as Beto O'Rourke and others might be with these ideas about, you know, confiscation, they don't want you to call it what it is, right? They don't want to call it a confiscation, certainly. They even kind of shy away from, like, mandatory buyback at times, too. Then when you ask them what would happen, they'd say, well, you have to give it back, and if you don't, then, you know, police would come to your door and try to take it from you. So I'm not sure, you know, the phrasing doesn't matter too much when you explain what actually would happen under your policies.
Well, yeah, he said a visit from law enforcement.
Yeah.
If you didn't turn in your AR-15s, you'd get a visit from law enforcement trying to sugarcoat it. Ultimately, what he means is confiscation. It's one of those things where, you know, he doesn't, I don't think he really, I think Beto is one of those people who got caught up in the gun fear hype and this anger and this hatred toward gun owners, because people are taught on a daily basis, they're conditioned to fear guns in this country. That's what the Democrats bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fear campaign. And Beto, I think, fell into that, and he actually believes that what he's saying is a good thing. So, you know, so then he gets the opportunity to run for president, and that's when it gets really interesting, because now we have people who are delusional about self-protection, about guns in general, and they're actually running for president. It's interesting, but we got to fight back.
Dan Woese with us. He is a good guy, or goodgunbadguy.net. That's the website. Find him on Twitter at Dan_Woese, W-O-S. Speaking of candidates, this is just happening this morning, so I'm not sure you have seen yet, but the CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods, who made news by stopping the sale of quote-unquote assault weapons at Dick's, now apparently is considering a third-party presidential run, of course, focused on gun control and his idea of what gun control should be. I don't know, is there even a segment of the populace that would embrace something like that?
No, well, that's the thing. I believe, because I go around the country talking about this stuff, I believe that the spirit of gun owners is strong. Mm-hmm. And it's strong in a way that people who aren't part of that would never understand. There is a patriotic spirit, a traditional American spirit, and along with that goes gun ownership, and a lot of gun owners take part in that spirit, and it's we're millions strong, and I don't think that they recognize that. I don't think they realize that traditional America is still alive and well, and that they, the gun grabbers, the socialists, are the minority.
And that's what I think the left doesn't understand about, for example, the NRA. I mean, they want to demonize the NRA as an evil organization that, you know, like mind controls Americans. It's the reverse. I mean, the power the NRA has is because of its members and people who donate and people who are interested and extremely passionate about the issue. It flows up, not down.
Well, yeah, exactly. The NRA and other, you know, and other pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment groups like Gun Owners of America, for instance, who I'm affiliated with, they're really what the pro-gun groups do is they represent the people.
Right.
The Democrats have it backwards. They think that that there's some sort of organization that is I don't really know how they can think that, you know, these groups are, you know, trying to little children killed and all this stuff. It's just, it's such a fantasy in their minds. I don't know how they can maintain that while functioning in society, but they do. They maintain these fantasies and these delusions about groups like the NRA. It's amazing to me that they can function in society and make their way through the day. But these groups represent the people, and they speak the word of the people. The people don't follow these groups. The people create these groups.
Yep. Dan Waz, you can find him online, goodgunbadguy.net, also on Twitter, at Dan_Waz, W-O-S. Dan, thanks so much for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Scott, thanks so much. Anytime.
Thank you. This portion of The Steve Gruber Show brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Pay can start anywhere from $15 an hour to more than $30 an hour, maybe more depending on your experience. Don't wait. Start today. Go to stevegruber.com, click on michiganconstruction.com, and remember, there are great training programs available too. Go to stevegruber.com, click on michiganconstruction.com. More next with The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane and tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.